This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the evening edition with Sharmila. It might seem hard to believe, but we are at the end of 2021. And mental health has really been in the spotlight more than ever, given that we've all been coping with the second year now of the pandemic. So we're checking in with a psychologist on how to both look back and forward. So just to put this in perspective, right, Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin has dubbed the deterioration of mental health in the country as Malaysia's silent parallel pandemic. And numerous studies show that there's been a consistent increase in various mental health related challenges and issues. A study by UM, for instance, from March this year showed an increase in the prevalence of depressive, anxiety and stress symptoms throughout the four different MCO periods here in Malaysia. From January 1st to June 18 this year, nearly 90% of helpline callers were related to mental health issues and required emotional and psychological support. And I think even if we look personally, or if I think about conversations I've had with people in my circle, I think there's both been perhaps an increase in challenges and things like anxiety or just in isolation, all of those things that you might expect when it comes to the pandemic and the lockdowns that we've gone through. But one thing I've also noticed is also an increase in conversations about the importance of mental health and the need for mental health services. So that's something that also has come into the spotlight as we move forward into 2022. So the government has talked about increased allocations for mental health support. So far, they said they will be allocating 70 million ringgit to address mental health issues via things like enhanced support, counseling, and psychosocial services, as well as increasing advocacy programs. The government has also proposed to expand tax relief under individual income for any payments made for health checkups, and this includes mental health checkups. So some moves being made there. But we really wanted to use this opportunity, I think, to do a sort of mental health check-in of sorts. How should we be thinking of the year that went by? How can we look forward to the next year? What are some ways in which we can equip ourselves? And how can we check in with ourselves? I suppose to know when we might need help. So we'd like to hear from you. Shortly, we will be speaking to a licensed counsellor, Dr. Anasuya Jagadevi Jagadeesan. But share your thoughts with us. What helped you cope through 2021? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is 5:11. You're listening to the evening edition with Sharmila. And as we move into 2022, I'm going to say 2021 for a while longer, I think. As we move forward into 2022, we thought we'd do a mental health check-in to look back at what the past year has been like and how we can look forward. We would like to hear from you. What helped you cope through the past year? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us is licensed counsellor Dr. Anasuya Jagadevi Jagadeesan. Anasuya, good to have you with us. Now, for you personally, what's the biggest lesson you're taking away from 2021?
2021 has been a very up and down year, roller coaster year. And I think a lot of things changed, a lot of things moved forward, but possibly not in the way forward that I would have liked. So it's been a hard year. And we lost, as a family, my family, we lost a lot. So I am going to say that the biggest takeaway from 2021 is that, at the end of the day, we make our choices. And then when we make our choices, we accept the responsibility and move forward. That's the biggest one. It's been a hard year.
And in terms of mental health for most people in general, what was different this past year in comparison to 2020?
2021 was prolonged 2020. Because a lot of us thought that the issues of COVID would have been gone by 2021. And then when it hit again, it hit badly. I think psychologically, the impact of it, when it re-came, actually caused more depression. The first one was the lockdown was hard because we all were in lockdown and that was the first time. But then when it came back again, it hit us in a different way. It hit us like, oh my God, it's still not over. It's still not done. When is this going to finish? And then what unfortunately happens, it sets in this kind of blasé attitude where people are like, okay, I've jabbed now, I've double jabbed. I've done everything I can. Life has to go on, you know? So that part of it in terms of mental health, I think 2020, 2021 has been very challenging to most people. A lot of people in 2021, for 2 years, you haven't had that much interaction. So now to start restarting interaction again, you still see fear. You still see people being, you know, anxious about going out. You see young people who are in universities, who, you know, universities is supposed to be a place of socialization. Because they have had 2 years of stunted socialization, now socialization is anxiety prone. There is a level of anxiety that is not common, as well as teenagers. Teenagers, again, that is the point of time where a teenager is supposed to learn how to socialize. For 2 years with only online socialization, now going back to school, they are very excited. But if you believe that there's no anxiety, there's no extra fear involved, you're wrong. There's going to be a lot more. They may not want to show it, but it will probably come out in the behavior. So yeah, I'm going to say that, you know, in terms of domestic violence, that has gone up. In terms of suicide rates, we all know that has gone up as well. So yeah, mental health, it has been challenging.
Did you see an increase in people seeking mental health support?
Yes. I mean, definitely there has been an increase of all kinds of different people seeking mental health support. Sometimes one-off, they just want to come and talk just to touch base where they are. Sometimes it's been a bit prolonged. Some people are just coming in for a lot more maintenance, meaning that there are a couple of people who just feel that, look, I'm okay, but I'm only okay if I get a place to express. And I can't express with my family, and they are the main people I'm dealing with. So I need to express, you know, with professionals. So you're getting a whole list of different kinds of mental health. And another one is, you know, among the people who listen to BFM, there is a more acceptance of mental health. And I'm grateful for that. You know, that the engagement with media has been positive. And so there's a more positive reaction to that because the stigma about mental health is still quite strong. And breaking down that stigma, I think in the last 2 years, that has really improved. And people have been, you know, talking about mental health a lot more openly. So in that way, I think there has been a good improvement. But that's a personal opinion. I haven't done any stats on it. But I think that's a personal opinion where I find that there is, and a professional opinion, that there is a better reception towards it.
So it's that time of the year, right? We might be spending time looking back on what the year's been like, reflecting, maybe doing an internal check-in of sorts. How does that process usually tend to go?
Okay, one of the things that we tend to do is we blame our past selves. And when we look at our past selves, we go, why did I do that? Oh my God, how could I have been so silly? You know, we're very harsh on ourselves. Or else if we were dealing with somebody else, like your best friend in that situation, you would be kinder to them. But because it's ourselves, we think we should have known better. Although when we made those decisions in the past, when we did what we did in the past, we did it based on the limited knowledge and resources that we have had at that time. And you survived. You managed to overcome whatever that was. But my request is, when you look back, don't go, oh my God, how could I do that? Go, oh my God, I survived. No, I need to thank myself for surviving. I need to say, I learned. I've grown. And by going through this, I am who I am now. So I can look back at myself with compassion and gratitude and say that I can be kind to me. You know, looking back is a great thing. But what are we looking back with? Are we looking back with a stick to hit ourselves? And if we are, it's time to throw away that stick. And if we feel that, look, I haven't grown enough, or I have made mistakes where I haven't taken responsibility. Okay, now I need to take responsibility. I need to make some changes. Maybe there's a need to apologize. But you can do that without kind of killing yourself, without holding that burden of guilt so heavy that you're not able to see that it's time for me to change the dynamic. I don't have to still hold on to my weaknesses. I can still change. I can still find a way to make this weakness into a strength because, you know, we're humans and that's what we are. We are evolving creatures.
So how helpful is it to look back at the year and try to find silver linings?
When we look at a silver lining, we think that it's one line. But for me, it's more like a connecting factor. It's something from the past that connects you to the present. It is the growth to who I am now. It's not a silver lining. It's just part of my journey. There's no lining on that growth. It's just a continued journey from the past to where I am now. That event in the past, in a way, it's over. But in a way, it's not, because you are still alive and you are still continuing. You are still growing from whatever you have, whatever happened in the past is still affecting you. When you say a silver lining, that means it's no longer affecting you. It's blind. It's like you've put it in a frame and you put it in the past. And if that is the case, then fair enough. You put it in a frame, you've put it in the past. For me, that frame comes by from having a compassionate look at the past. Just in order to not be selfish, when we look at compassion at the past, we must also look at the other players with maybe not equal compassion to yourself, but with also some level of compassion. And here's sometimes the issue. When we think we have a silver lining, that means we think that we should be over it, that, you know, there will be no more impact from it because I know I learned something from it. So, okay, I'm done with it. But life doesn't work that way. The brain doesn't work that way. So sometimes, although we think something is totally over, something jogs our memory or something happens today that really flares up and it, you know, the whole memory comes back and it can come back quite bitterly for a short period of time. And then we go, oh my God, why am I not over this? Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we blame ourselves again. And then I'm like, that's the narrative that we need to stop. We need to understand that the brain works in this way. The brain processes at many levels. And sometimes we may have processed something in one level and we think we are done. But then there's a different level of processing. As we grow, the level of processing changes. So those things that we thought we had nicely framed and put it in the past will come back. And then we have to reprocess it, probably maybe faster or in a different way. But a lot of people get depressed because they have to reprocess, because they don't understand why they have to reprocess. And the answer is very simple. That's how the brain works. And because this is not a conversation we have with most people, we think that everybody else is done with it. You know, we see other people, we see the Insta lifestyle, we see the Facebook lifestyle of other people and think, oh, they're all done, they've got no problems. And it's not true. I can almost guarantee a lot of y'all out there have had these like conversations that what would you have changed? If only I had said this, if only I had said that. And then you'll be like, I've done this like 10,000 times. Why am I still doing it? Because that's the brain processing. So when that happens, how do you forgive yourself? You just go, yep, it's just my brain processing. It's something I need to do. It's just time to let it go again. For those who believe in prayer, doing it with a prayer sort of gives a little bit of help because you feel you're not doing it alone. You don't have to do it with prayer. You can, you know, you can just do it with, okay, it's just the brain processing and let it go. So, you know, however people choose to do it, it does help.
So how can we approach 2022?
I think the world has changed. This pandemic has showed us how vulnerable we are as a species. And and Malaysians, we are finishing 2022 with floods and, you know, the kind of disasters that we're having right now. So I think that people are hoping that 2022 is going to be better than 2021. And myself being one of the first people really hoping that 2022 is a lot better. The year of the tiger, I'm a tiger, so it's going to be better. What I'm going to say is that going into 2022, because also we've had this bad stuff, but we are all seeing, you know, how resilient Malaysians are. We are all seeing people come together, race, religion, doesn't matter. You know, donations are coming in. People are willing to help, all kinds of things. People are giving time. So some people, the whole week has been spent cleaning mud, you know, during a Christmas season where people are supposed to be relaxing. And people, instead of that, they're doing this. And no, and you're not going to get anything out of it. You're not going to get anything except a tired body, you know, and nobody's paying. And it shows that we are really human and we are a good country. And it's why I love being Malaysian, why I'm still in Malaysia, and why, I mean, I really think that Malaysia is a good country. I think the people are wonderful. So, I mean, going into 2022, I mean, that's the nice, well, that's the silver lining of the floods.
And what's your mindset going to be for the coming year?
My personal outlook for the coming year is I'm getting a new job. I'm actually moving house and it's all happening in this next 1 week. So yeah, I'm very busy, but I'm really looking forward. Personally, on a very personal level, as a tiger, entering a year of a tiger, yeah, you can figure out how old I am from that. Too old, but I'm very excited. When new things happen, that means you have to leave some old things behind and you have to move forward from old things. And that's part of it. And I'm good with it. A lot of nostalgia, but I shall have a good year. You know, we shall be, the tiger shall roar.
And finally, to close off, do you have a New Year's wish for us?
Do I have a New Year's wish for everybody? I wish that everybody would make choices that will lead them to a place where they feel more confident, have more self-esteem, and they feel that they are responsible for you know, the journey in their own life. That's my wish for everybody.
Anasuya, thanks again for speaking with us. Happy New Year. That was licensed counsellor Anasuya Jagadevi Jagadeesan speaking to us about really how to look back at 2021, how to look forward at 2022. We would like to hear from you. What helped you cope through the last year? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have this from Jerry already, who says, work and focus on new opportunities keeps me sane. Take precautions, follow SOPs, meditation, and keeping healthy. Jerry, I mean, I think that's all just great advice. I like that focus on new opportunities, because I do think that one of the challenges I had with the last year, for instance, was not focusing enough on the things that went right or the opportunities that do pop up. And I think that the pandemic has that sort of effect on you, right, that you tend to focus on the negative more. So that's actually a great reminder. Thank you so much for that. Do keep those thoughts coming. We'd love to hear from you if you have New Year wishes, or if you'd like to share what helped you cope through 2021. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.